Hey, hope everyone is doing well today. Just want to take a couple minutes to share a conversation I just had with my barber, Josh Maycor. He is a close family friend and somebody I really enjoy getting to spend an hour with every couple of weeks when I get my haircut. Josh and I, both being business owners, have a pretty like-minded approach to running a business and just living life in general. One thing me and Josh are both always trying to do is just improve ourselves, work on, you know, our ability to build our businesses, work on our own personal skill set, work on being, you know, Josh is married, so being a better husband for him and me just being a better, son to my parents and to brother to my sister's grandson, to my grandparents, right? And just being a better overall, all-around person. So Josh and I both believe in lifelong learning and constant self-improvement and self-critiquing. So one thing we were talking about today, I'll just get on with it now, is that when you want to make a change in your life, so you want to make some kind of self-improvement, maybe it's you want to learn a new skill, what it takes to really learn that new skill. And what Josh and I both agree on is that it kind of, in most cases, it takes making a lifestyle change to learn a new skill. So what exactly do I mean by that? Well, a lot of times learning a new skill requires some extra time. And it might be time that you have in your day, but likely it's time that you're currently spending doing something else. So in order to learn this new skill, you have to commit yourself to eliminating something you are currently doing. Unless you currently have a lot of free time, you know, most of us don't have a ton of free time we could think of, but we might have some time that we're spending doing something else that we could cut out in order to learn this new skill. So for example, you know, let's say, you know, use my example, right? Currently, I'm spending some time at the end of my day, kind of on my phone talking to friends. Right now, I'm pretty satisfied with the time I'm spending on my business. I think I'm spending a lot of time on it and spending as much time as I can physically handle. But if I wanted to learn something else, I could think about maybe cutting out some of that time on the phone talking to friends at the end of the day and using that to learn this new skill. If you're someone who spends a lot of time at the end of the day, maybe watching TV, watching Netflix, doing whatever you're doing, going out with friends, these might be some sacrifices you have to make in order to learn this new skill. You might need to cut out that time that you're spending doing those things and use that time to learn this new skill. It might also require, right, some new skills require meeting some new people, right? A lot of times you're going to dive into something that involves getting involved in the community that's already doing that thing. So you might have to actually now start meeting some new people, which means maybe cutting some old people out of your life, cutting away some relationships that are currently having a negative effect on you. Maybe there's some old friends in your life that, you know, you kind of faded apart, and at this point they're into different things. You've still been spending some time with them doing the things that they want to do and not what you want to do, and it's kind of holding you back from getting to where you want to be. Maybe it's the time now that you need to cut those people out of your life and start spending time with people who are doing the things that you want to do. So, you know, I'm not a life expert, still a young kid, but I found that in order to accomplish the things that I truly want to do, it requires me taking time away from people who are doing other things, taking time away from doing things that don't get me to where I want to be, taking time away from going out on the weekends and, you know, going out to bars and partying, spending that time instead working, visiting family, making sure that I am constantly improving myself, constantly learning new things. And the more time I've cut out, the more nonsense I've cut out, the more time I've spent doing the things I want to do, even if they don't seem the most, you know, entertaining or fun things to do. Like, even if it's I'm spending more time learning something new or working, I find as I'm getting more done and doing more of the things that I long term want to achieve, as I'm accomplishing those things and working towards those things in the short term, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot happier. So, you know, it may require some short term sacrifice, taking time away from some things that, you know, are fun or entertaining in the short term. But at the end of the day, those aren't the things that are going to get us to where we want to be long term. Those things are the learning new things, the spending time doing what you want to be doing long term. And if we can accomplish that, I think we could all kind of live a better life, live a life that we want to live, be where we want to be, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 years from now. So hope this was a helpful piece of advice. If anybody has any questions, wants to maybe get on, debate this topic, talk about how they're managing learning new things, talk about how they're managing their time, what they're cutting out of their lifestyle, what they're adding into their lifestyle, would love to have you on and talk a little bit about that. Hope everyone has a great day. Take care.
This is life. This is business. This is the world and what it looks like when people come together. This is the sound of FIO Media.
I find as I'm getting more done and doing more of the things that I long-term want to achieve, as I'm accomplishing those things and working towards those things in the short term, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot happier. So,